Bible Miracles by S.F. Paul. Chapter 1. Bible Miracles. Having written to you in past years about the people and the lands and the animals spoken of in the Bible, we now want to tell you about the miracles which we find in that wonderful book. We shall see that there are many of them, both in the Old and in the New Testament, and it may be interesting to look at them and what is said about them. First of all, we must ask ourselves the question, what is a miracle? We must know just what we mean when we use the word, or else we may perhaps call something a miracle which is not really so. Well, we might answer the question like this. A miracle is something that happens which is beyond or above or against the usual course of nature. That is, it is something which is supernatural. Now, every effect that we see must have its cause. You see the trees waving to and fro, or the waves dashing upon the shore. And you know that it is the wind that causes these effects. That is something quite natural, and we should not call those effects miracles. They are only just what we should expect to happen. But if you were to see the waters suddenly stop flowing, so as to leave a path of dry land over which you could walk, as the children of Israel did through the Red Sea, you would know that there was something supernatural causing this strange event, and you might well call it a miracle. A miracle, then, is something which happens and has a supernatural cause, and we may say at once that this supernatural cause is God Himself. God is above nature. Indeed, He made nature what it is, and so can as easily make it act in a different way from that which He made it to do. So He alone can work miracles. You will find in the Bible that where there is a miracle, it was God who did it. Sometimes it may appear as though a man had done it, but it was only by faith in God who really wrought the miracle. You will find, too, that He did these miracles to make men know that there is a God. So, when He divided the Red Sea, it was that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. Exodus 14, verses 4 and 18. Having said these few things about miracles, let us now begin to look at some of them as they are spoken of in the Bible. And the first great miracle was the work of creation. This is sometimes left out of the list of miracles, but surely it was a great miracle for God to speak the whole creation into being by the word of His mouth. By the Lord were the heavens made, for He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33, verses 6 through 9. So we are told at each part of the work of creation, God said, and it was so. None can create but God. And so the light, the earth, and seas, the trees and herbs, the sun, moon, and stars, the fish and fowl, the animals, and at last man himself, are all the work of His hands, and tell us that there is a God who created all things. Pay no attention, then, to men who would tell you that all these things just came of themselves, and grew one out of the other, as in the wicked theory of evolution. When you see houses standing here and there, you would hardly think that they just sprung up of themselves, would you? And yet men would rather believe that they themselves and all the wonderful living creatures around them just evolved from one another, instead of being created by the mighty power and word of their Creator. But listen to the Scriptures. You can read it yourselves in Hebrews 3, verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Hold fast, then, to the majestic and divine account of creation as given in the first two chapters of Genesis. God made the earth and divided it from the seas, and he set the bounds of the waters that they should not pass his decrees. He made the day and the night and all the seasons which continue in their regular order. He created all the beautiful vegetation and every living creature that moves upon the earth or in the seas. You will find, too, that each of these was created after his kind, and not that one kind gradually turned into another kind. Read again Genesis 1, and notice how clearly it is said that each living thing was made after his kind. Then, last of all, man was made by a different act of creation, for he was made after the image of God, who breathed into him a living soul, which none of the other living creatures ever possessed. This sets man on an entirely different plane from all the rest of creation, for he has a soul which is accountable to God. Listen to the Scriptures again. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. This makes it a solemn thing to be a man, woman, or child, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we need to seek to be found sheltered in him at that great day. You will, of course, find the account of this first great miracle in the first two chapters of Genesis. But you can also read about it in the book of Job, chapter 38, and in Psalms 104 and 148.